Chapter 33, Deeper Consecration, by Ellen G. White. I long to be able to rest, but the burden continues to weigh heavily upon my soul. As night after night, I am calling upon our medical missionary workers to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. I am instructed to say that the teachers of our people need to have a work done for themselves. Their spirit needs to be brought under the control of God. Those who have a knowledge of the truth should live the truth. Our ministers and physicians need real conversion of soul, that they may be imbued with power from on high. They need to rend their hearts before God. A thorough work needs to be done in the hearts of the workers in every line of the cause of God. I call upon them to awake while they still have opportunity to repent and prepare to meet their God. A real conversion needed. Over and over again, I am instructed that our ministers and physicians need to have a decided work done for them. I beg of them not to flatter themselves that they know how to carry forward the work of the Lord. They need a reformation, a real conversion. When they get a glimpse of their need of God, there will come to them a humiliation of heart that will be a savor of life unto life. God calls upon the men in charge of his work to arouse themselves. They are not now awake. Their hearts need to be changed. Their human desires and inclinations need to be brought under the control of the Holy Spirit. I heard the voice of a mighty general crying in trumpet tones, "Prepare to meet thy God. Prepare for the great conflict before you. Quit yourselves as brave soldiers of the Lord's army. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." An inspiring message. I seemed to see a company bowed in prayer. Confessions of sin were made that till then had been withheld. Then one of authority arose, and with deep feeling read the following scripture: "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hands. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. A timely warning. I am instructed to warn our physicians and ministers not to become exalted, but to walk as children, wholly consecrated to God's service, wholly dependent on him. My brethren, my prayer for you is that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Working together. You are God's husbandry, God's building. You are to be laborers together with him. Will you not remember that word, together? Keeping it ever in mind sanctifies the soul. You come far short of appreciating the advantages that are for those who are called and chosen. Will you not walk worthy of the high honor that God will place upon you if you are faithful? You must walk humbly before him. Put away all abruptness of speech and action. Work in unity. Press together. Let each one stand in his place. Speak the truth plainly, but in love. Keep the standard of truth uplifted. May God help you to heed these words.